Good morning, I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. In the spotlight this morning, it's Daily Acts, the sustainability nonprofit that inspires action to create more nourishing, connected, and resilient communities. To give us a year-end update on Daily Acts, I am here with Programs Coordinator Serena Consulter. Good morning, Serena.
Good morning, Charlie. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. It's been a long year.
Indeed.
We've got a big one ahead. Tell us about Daily Acts and give us kind of an update on what's been going on.
Yeah, of course. So Daily Acts, our mission is to inspire transformative action by creating more connected, equitable, and climate-resilient communities. We do this by hosting a series of talks, tours, and workshops all throughout Sonoma County that give people the skills, tools, and resources they need to decrease their environmental footprint. A big part of what we do is we spread solutions and models, we strengthen community leadership, and we shift culture and policy right here in Sonoma County, which does eventually have a ripple effect that affects areas even beyond us. To talk about a few things that we accomplished this year that I'm really proud of.
Yeah, please.
One of my favorite projects is we worked in Coffee Park to install 4 landscape templates for fire survivors. So for families who had lost their homes to the fires, the landscape templates were created in partnership with the Sonoma Marin Water Saving Partnership. And they're all online and available for anybody to see and use as well for free. But we were able to give people kind of like the final step to their rebuild. So that was a really special project.
Nice.
Another thing we did this year is we partnered with the Regional Climate Protection Authority to launch the Sonoma Climate Challenge and advance climate action and policy by co-founding Climate Action Petaluma, which actually helped us to pass the first climate resolution in Petaluma.
Very nice.
And then finally, we also helped initiate climate emergency resolutions for Sonoma County and Petaluma and successfully advocated for a ban of pesticides in local cities and Santa Rosa public schools as well. So, you know, looking into 2020, we're always looking to connect more and get people more stoked about the work that we're doing. With the climate crisis looming overhead, it's really easy to get kind of lost in the depression and despair of it all rather than take action and do things. There's little things we all can do every day to help make a better future for Sonoma County and beyond.
Yeah, I love the idea that Daily Acts is, those things you can do every day to confront the bigger problem rather than trying to take on the whole world at once.
Yeah, and you know, we don't need a few people doing it perfectly. We need big communities like Sonoma County right here taking little actions. That's what's going to make a big difference in the end.
What are some ways that people can find out more? What are some ways that people can get involved and join Daily Acts in this mission?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you head over to our website at www.dailyacts.org, we have an event page that has all of our upcoming programs. We have a couple of large events every single year that people can come to. We have a leadership institute where people can plug in and learn leadership skills that they can apply to help better our community.
Absolutely. What else is on the horizon? Maybe some big picture and also some Daily Acts type things that are on the horizon for the group.
Yeah, so the bigger picture right now is we're definitely moving more into the climate action sphere. So we do, we are doing a lot of work with Climate Action Petaluma, and we are working to spread our resilience building climate solutions and models more throughout Sonoma County. So whether that means showing up to your local city council meeting or working with Climate Action Petaluma or showing up to one of our programs to transform a lawn, all of it makes a difference. And we need to be doing all of it.
Right, right. Tell us more. I'm very curious to hear about maybe how you even go about getting people together, inspiring people. What are some of the ways that you go about actually connecting these communities?
Yeah, so my job is as a programs coordinator. So I work by spreading our models and solutions on the ground in urban areas all throughout Sonoma County. I host a lot of our gardening programs, our landscape transformations, and our talks and tours and workshops. So the way it starts for a lot of people is they just come because they're curious. You know, they want to see what it means to transform a water-consuming lawn into a water-wise landscape. So I get to facilitate a lot of those programs and get people excited about what they can do.
Right. I love that. Well, Serena, thank you so much. If you need more information, go to dailyacts.org and get ready for a big year of climate action.
Thank you, Charlie.
Again, I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.